Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Ever feel like your inner critic is running a marathon in your head? You know, that relentless voice whispering doubts, fears, and what-ifs? Yeah, we've all been there. But today, we're tackling this beast head-on with some powerful strategies straight from the world of cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, as it's known by the cool kids in therapy land. We're going to break down how self-doubt sneaks into our minds, why it's such a persistent pain, and most importantly, how to bust those negative thought patterns wide open. Get ready for some real talk, actionable insights, and maybe even a little bit of aha moment as we explore these CBT techniques together. Think of your mind like a garden, beautiful, vibrant, but also prone to pesky weeds, right? Self-doubt is one of those stubborn weeds that can choke out your confidence and growth if you let it take over. But just like any good gardener, we have tools to pull up those weeds and cultivate a healthier, more resilient inner landscape. Here are five key takeaways from CBT that will help you overcome self-doubt. 1. Identify your negative thought patterns. This is like getting to know your weed strengths and weaknesses. Pay attention to the recurring negative thoughts that pop up when you face challenges or feel insecure. Are they always, "I can't do this," "I'm not good enough," or "everyone else is better than me"? Once you recognize these patterns, you can start to challenge their validity. Remember, those thoughts aren't facts. They're just interpretations based on your experiences and beliefs. 2. Challenge your negative thoughts. Okay, time to put on your detective hat. When those negative thoughts creep in, ask yourself some tough questions. Is there evidence to support this thought? What's a more realistic way to look at the situation? Is my mind catastrophizing or jumping to conclusions? Remember, you have the power to choose how you interpret events. 3. Reframe your thoughts. This is where the magic happens. Instead of dwelling on, "I messed up," try reframing it as, "This is a learning opportunity." Instead of, "I'm not good enough," say, "I'm doing my best and that's what matters." Reframing your thoughts can shift your perspective and create a more positive outlook. 4. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Make a list of your strengths, big or small, and remind yourself of them regularly. Celebrate your accomplishments, no matter how small they seem. Cultivating self-compassion and recognizing your own worth can be incredibly powerful in overcoming self-doubt. 5. Take action, despite your fears. This is where the rubber meets the road. Self-doubt often tries to keep us stuck in a cycle of overthinking and inaction. But remember, courage isn't the absence of fear, it's taking action despite your fears. Start small, set achievable goals, and celebrate your progress along the way. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine you're preparing for a presentation at work. Your mind starts racing with thoughts like, "What if I mess up?" Or, "Everyone will think I'm incompetent." These are classic self-doubt whispers, but here's how CBT can help. First, acknowledge those thoughts. Okay, my mind is saying I'm going to bomb this. Then challenge them. Is there evidence that I always mess up presentations? Probably not. Maybe even think about a past presentation where you did well. Remind yourself of your strengths in preparation. Finally, reframe your thoughts. This is an opportunity to share my ideas and contribute to the team. And guess what? Taking action, practicing your presentation, focusing on your key points will build your confidence and make you feel more prepared. So, remember, self-doubt is a common experience, but it doesn't have to control your life. By using these CBT strategies, you can gain greater awareness of your thoughts, challenge their negativity, and cultivate a more positive and empowered mindset. Remember, you are capable, worthy, and deserving of success. It's time to ditch those self-doubt weeds and let your inner sunshine bloom. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from these insights. Let's help each other grow and thrive together. That's it for today, folks. Until next time, keep those dopamine levels high and that self-belief burning bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.